Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit.
What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
Holy shit, dude.
All right, day four, actually. Fourth day in a row we're doing a show from the Mind of Chaos. So for those of you who have checked out the last three, awesome. I'll do one today, I'll do one tomorrow, and then back to the weekly show schedule. But I don't know. I'm kind of getting addicted, so maybe I'll find a way to sneak a couple in a week just like I have the past few days. We all love to sneak a couple in a week, though, don't we? So, hey, I'm Chaos. This is, for those of you who haven't checked out the show, this is the therapy session to where I would much rather get behind a microphone and let everything out to pay some jerk face $150 an hour for me to sit on his couch and talk about, you know, did my mother hold me enough? Some women did, some women didn't. What are you going to do? So getting the show started in normal fashion, let's get some housekeeping done.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want men for pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
All right, so if you want to call the show and you're on the link, you have the number. But I don't look and I don't answer. So really, it's cool if you want to call and listen. That's probably about what will happen. But if you want to get in touch with the show, you can get in touch with the station at chaos_radio. You can get in touch with me at FNChaos. You know, yesterday I didn't do it, but today I will. You want to get a hold of Hollywood. You can find Hollywood, who is with me on Sports Our Way all the time. Hopefully that will be rolling out tomorrow. But you can find him at SOW Hollywood. You want to find Snowflake, as he loves to be called. Make sure anytime that you want to send something his way, you say, "What up, Snowflake?" You can find him at Kendall Scott. And, of course, Gov is out there. He's in the world, and he's out there at Governor Baines. Tommy Noodles, you can find him a few places, actually. You can find him at Tommy Noodles. This is Z on the end. Or you can find him at Idiots in a Box. You can find him at Deadbeat Dads. He's all over Facebook. He's all over Twitter. And he's got more going on in the cause than anybody. So find him, give him a shout out. And you know what? There's a guy who kind of lurks in the back, who really I would love to come to the forefront and love to do more shows or some shows. We used to do a podcast that was called WTF, Are They Sane? Every now and then we'd do it. And he'd jump on Sports Our Way every now and then. Indie Willie, he's actually still got a Twitter. It's IndieWillie. You can find him at Indie Willie. Give him a shout-out. I was talking with him earlier. He had probably one of the best quotes that I have heard anybody say in analogy to his work. The quote was, "I feel like I walk into work each day as a prize fighter. When I fail, I hear it. When I win, no one cares." And I'm going to say that he's not alone. I know where he works. I've worked there before. And that's got to be the most accurate depiction of what it's like to walk into where he works. And if you feel that way, when you walk into, you know, a place you spend anywhere from, let's just say, 40 to 55 hours a week, you got to go. You have to go, because you're absolutely being torn down by the people around you. And all of a sudden you'll start to wonder, you know, you have validation issues, and this is a time where he's just got to walk in. And if you're feeling this way, you got to walk into, just drop the mic. It's time to just drop the mic, you know, go on a tirade, drop a bunch of F-bombs, do whatever you have to do to get everything that's off your chest. And does it really matter, like, if they're going to bail out the banks as far as powers that be, you know, if you walk away from your job and actually can't claim bankruptcy, and not saying that this is in his mindset, but let's just say you had to, is that really the worst thing? But you know what the first thing is you get after you claim bankruptcy? Credit card. Yeah, someone will send you a credit card, a pre-approved credit card application. They will send it to you because you know why? Because once you claim it, you can't claim bankruptcy again for another 7 years. So you are absolutely the perfect candidate for someone to give a line of credit to. So that would work out with them perfectly. So for that, actually, I have it here somewhere. Oh, where is it? Noodles asked me to play this. I'm going to hit this again real quick just because he didn't get a chance to hear it. So where's it go? All right, you want to hear the intro again, Tommy? All right, here you go. He just sent me a message. I got anything for him, to be honest.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit. What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
No, that's good enough, Tommy. You're good. You got it. You got the point. Everyone else is going, wait, the show's starting over? What's going on? All right. So that's what's happening. That's what's going on. I mean, like, really, best, like, the guy is more articulate. By the guy, I mean Andy Willie. More articulate than just about anybody I've ever met. And that was a perfect way. But if you're feeling that way, you got to go. You got to get out of there. So I went to the dentist yesterday, and I know you're excited to hear about me going to the dentist. And I'm hearing a conversation between two of the girls at work at the office. And, you know, I think half the time everyone around them is oblivious, or they think everyone's oblivious. And they just start having diarrhea of the mouth and going and going and going. And, you know, of course, not of course, but they start man-bashing. Guys are crazy. Guys are this. And look, I'll be the first one to admit, I would never, ever, 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 ever want to be a woman. There's just too much women have to put up with. Men are horrible. Men, the ego that we have. I've talked about it on a show a few days ago. Male ego has got to be the worst thing for anybody to have to deal with. So, you know, that and just in Indiana, especially Indiana is one of the worst. 77% for every $1 a man earns in the same field, a woman earns 77 cents. They, I think, are the second worst in the country. So, look, I get the bitterness. I ain't mad at you for it. I understand it. Roll with it for sure. But, like, it got to the point to where the discussion was all that men really want are one thing. And, of course, they're talking about sex. And she's just saying how she's, you know, not, she just doesn't want to do that. Well, okay, that's cool. That's, you're right. You don't have to do that. The part I'll never understand, you remember when you had really good Mexican food. Like, I can remember, like, 2 years ago, there's a hole-in-the-wall place out in New Mexico. I think we were on a layover or something. We're just stuck there for some reason. And I remember exactly where it's at. I can't remember the name because I'm not most diverse in the language, but it was some of the best Mexican I've ever had. I'm talking about food like that, and I don't have the same relationship with food that, say, the fat has. Not at all. It's just I like food, but I'm not 650 pounds and a heart attack waiting to happen. Can you imagine if this person who has their highs and their lows in life, but if they felt the same that I did about the Mexican, like, they should, like, just go out and have the sex. Have it. Because you may sit there and go, you know, 2 years ago, there was that one orgasm I had, and it was amazing. It was better than any Mexican food that I ever had. Instead, it's the guys just want one thing. That's okay. I mean, you got to know that going in. I've talked about it on the show a couple months ago. There isn't, like, if any women are listening right now, and you have a friend that's a guy, and you're purely platonic in your mind, and I mean in your mind, if you're purely platonic in your mind, I guarantee you, I will put $1,000 down right now and say that if you walked up to that guy, and you said, well, and let me also preface it with this, you've got to be somewhat attractive, because truthfully, if you're the big girl, there's probably no, but if you're decently attractive and you walk up to the guy and say, you know what, I would really like to give you a blowjob right now. There's no way on the planet that platonic relationship guy says, no, I'm sorry, we have a really good thing and I don't want to screw it up by, you know, letting it go right in your face. There's no way, absolutely no way that happens. So just know that guys definitely want that one thing. They always are going to want that one thing. And if you want to be a hockey goalie and defend it like it's, they'll move on to the next, and you'll miss out on the best Mexican food that you've ever had, or the potential of it. You also may miss out on some of the best jokes you've ever had, too, because you never know. You may find that one guy that's built like a hamster. You know, all nuts and no penis. And you know what? At the time, you're going to be tested. You're going to have to keep the straight face. And you're going to have to say, oh, no, it's not just you. It happens to all guys. You're going to have to bust that line out a lot, too. And then 5 minutes after he leaves, 5 seconds after he leaves, you're going to call your friend and you're going to have the best laugh of your life because you're going to clown this dude to no end. And he's going to be forever on the blacklist of life knowing, like, once you're going to tell your friend, she's going to tell her friend, you know, that Billy blah, blah, blah has a hamster penis and lasts, you know, longer, not as long as this phone call. That's tough. So, I mean, play goalie all you want, but you're cheating yourself out of memories, good times. And you know what? What's wrong with, you know, the expense? Having fun at the expense of other people. Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. So there's a Cambodian TV show. If you guys get a chance, look up this girl's name, Autumn Allen. She's a 13-year-old singer. And she was on this easy for me to say, Cambodian TV show, all right, on Mother's Day. Pronouncing this is going to be ridiculous for me, but I'll spell it for you. It's P-E-N-H, so it's Pen is the first name. Second is Chet, C-H-E-T. Third is Ort. So Pit, Chet, Ort is the Cambodian TV show. So they bring this girl out, 13 years old, singing a song. At the end of the song, which she does a great job with, I mean, she's a kid, she's 13. They tell her that her mom is there. Well, the kicker to this is that she's been estranged from her mom since she was 6 years old. And so when they tell her that, the girl starts to tear up, and she's getting excited. She can't believe it. And they bring out, like, a comedian, like some big Cambodian person dressed up in a wig, wearing hooker makeup, I mean, just all kinds. I mean, and it was a full-on joke. What? Like, seriously. This is a 13-year-old girl who hasn't done anything to anybody coming into your show and singing and doing what you're asking her to do, and you decide to play the worst joke on her that anybody could play on anybody, other than bringing her mom's
severed head in on top of a birthday cake, this might be, you know, right up there with that. That is, like, horrible. One of the worst things. She was crying, you know, in the anticipation of seeing her mom again, excited. And now, of course, there's been a lot of backlash about it. You know, people are kicking the heck out of the show. Penn Chet Ort, P-E-N-H-C-H-E-T-O-R-T. Go on to Twitter. Go on to Facebook. Just destroy these guys in any way you possibly can. Because there's, like, I mean, really, who has a production meeting and thinks this is a good idea? And whoever that person is should be punched in the face 45 times. Now, I mean, she's a kid, you know? She's going to go home and play Xbox One and get on her headset and cry to her friends about it, and because these people are just morons. But she, I mean, really, if I'm her dad, I'm filing a lawsuit against them about what they put her through. I mean, there's plenty of lawsuits out there that are frivolous anyway. Take Sylvia, what's her name? Sylvia Driscoll, I think it's her name. She's out of Omaha, 66-year-old woman. She has, this is the name of the lawsuit on the docket. Driscoll versus homosexuals. She is suing not just a specific homosexual, but all homosexuals. And she's taking this to court. I mean, you ask what they did to her. See, what happened was, really, she wants the judge to render a verdict. I'm throwing around the paperwork. That's what you're hearing. Because they want them to rule if it's a sin, as it's written in the Bible, and that God and Jesus Christ say that's a sin to be homosexual. 66-year-old woman from Omaha. Right. Look, I don't know if she catches this part of it or not, but the Bible, for a lot of people, it's just a fairy tale. It's not law. So because God and Jesus may how you read the Bible may say that it is, believe it's an abomination to lay with anybody in the same gender, is how it's put. And the line below that, it pretty much says it's an abomination to eat shellfish. So please just stay away from that. I don't know if she's let me do a quick Google search and see if there is Driscoll versus shellfish out there. I don't think there is. I don't see that one. There's no Driscoll versus shellfish. All right, so I'm in the clear for that. But, yeah, so law is not done on the Bible. And just saying, like, the high level of stupidity here is outrageously insane. It's huge. Yeah, look her up. If you're a neighbor of hers, if any of the people who have been jumping on board of the show are in Omaha and you do know Sylvia Driscoll, please do me a favor. Please ring the doorbell and just cuss her out for me. I wanted to say punch her in the face, but I don't want to have anybody actually physically harm another person on my behalf. You know, I'm not here to promote violence. I would just like you to find a way to crush her emotionally. Don't do it physically. The osteoporosis is setting in. She's already, you know, she's six. If the picture I saw of her is right, she looks like a freaking hermit. That whole sex conversation I was talking about earlier, she has no idea what Mexican food tastes like or an orgasm is like. She hasn't had one since the early 80s. There's no chance. Did I say 80s? I'm sorry, I meant 60s. It's ridiculous. So just crush her however you can emotionally. And you know what? She'll find a way to quote you scripture, I'm sure. Convoluted, crazy scripture. This woman needs to be thrown into a batch of piranhas. No way. So, yeah, there's enough crazy going on. Love the prize fighter analogy that Andy Willey gave me. Hate the Cambodian TV show. Hate the prize fighter. Or not the prize fighter, but the lady suing all the homosexuals. You got to be kidding me. That's... So, plenty of other stuff going on in the world. I'm going to do another show tomorrow, and then I think I'm going to go to the one-week basis. So,
Hopefully you guys have been entertained. Let me know what you guys think at Effing Chaos. Hopefully life is good. But that's all I got for today. So with that, yo, I'm out.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become, my sweet?